New year, new beginning, a
new
new goals,
goals,
new steps, a peaceful heart,
with
faith
faith
and
and
love
love
in
in
every
every
heart.
heart.
New year, new beginning.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome you in special transmission on the Zaat personality of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala and the second caliph of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will be talking specially about the biography of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and we will be talking about the biography, Seerah, to learn something from the legacy he left behind. There will be so much to learn, but inshallah, Azzawajal, let's make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. Is that I am presenting this program, and we've got our brothers, Naat Khan brothers, they will be reciting Naat. We all make this intention, inshallah. We'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, make this intention. You will watch from the beginning till end. You'll focus with concentration. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah. Remember, as many good intentions as you can add, higher the amount of reward you can attain, and easily you can multiply the reward you will be attaining for a particular task or any good deed. Respected brothers, let me introduce today in my panel, I've got Brother As-Salaam Attari and Brother Amir Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Marhaba. Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brother Amir, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Welcome. Marhaba to this program. Respect viewers, in the beginning, inshallah, let's add one kalam in our program. Probably if it is a hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or kalam, inshallah, we will start with that. And then inshallah we'll begin with Innat and we'll inshallah talk about the Zaat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala.
Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho Allah jab pade mushkil kusha ka saath ho ya ilahi rang laaye jab meri ya ilahi rang laaye jab meri bebaakiyan ki neechi neechi nazron ki haya ka saath ho Allah ki neechi neechi nazron ki haya ka saath ho ya ilahi bhul jaun nazron ki takleef ko ya ilahi bhul jaun nazron اذیٰ کی تکلیف کو شادیِ دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو، شادیِ دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو۔ اور یا الٰہی جو دعائیں نیک میں تجھ سے کروں، اللہ یا الٰہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کریں، قدسیوں کے لب سے آمین ربنا کا ساتھ ہو، قدسیوں کے لب سے آمین ربنا کا ساتھ ہو۔ اور یا الٰہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھایا، الٰہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھا، دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو، دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو۔ یا الٰہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو۔
You were listening in kalam of Allah Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. These were dua ya ashar, these beautiful poetry which was based on the du'as pleasing the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a wonderful way of asking du'as. Ya ilahi har jaga teri ata ka saath ho, jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Seeking the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insects everywhere. And then further, in what way Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked that on every occasion, wherever I need help, then the helper Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, mushkil kusha, the one who removes the difficulties, be with me. And then subhanallah, on different occasions, now when you look at this kalam, you will realize that not the worldly difficulties what Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala he talks about, difficulties of the naz'a, the time of departure from this mortal world, difficulties of the grave then he talks about, difficulties of the mahshar he talks about, on the day of judgment. These are the real calamities, these are the real difficulties. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala seems to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, on these different occasions, on Pul Sirat, on the Hashar, in Qabr, okay, and the time of Naz'a, wherever I am in need of help, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is there to support me, to help me, to do my intercession, to help and support me. Beautiful du'as, mashallah, through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these du'as. Now we'll include one kalam, okay, which is Naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam from brother Amir Attari, insha'Allah. Please.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wasallam alayka ya Habiballah.
ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، گر ان کی رسائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی ہے، گر ان کی رسائی ہے لو جب تو بنائی ہے، مچلا ہے کہ رحمت نے امید بندائی ہے، مچلا ہے کہ رحمت نے امید بندائی ہے، کیا بات تیری مجرم کیا بات بنائی ہے، کیا بات تیری مجرم کیا بات بنائی ہے، سب نے صفِ محشر میں للکار دیا ہم کو، سب نے صفِ محشر میں للکار دیا ہم کو، اے بے قصوں کے آقا اب تیری دہائی ہے، اے بے قصوں کے آقا اب تیری دہائی ہے، یوں تو سب انہی کا ہے پر دل کی اگر پوچھو، یوں تو سب انہی کا ہے پر دل کی اگر پوچھو، یہ ٹوٹے ہوئے دل ہی خاص ان کی کمائی ہے، یہ ٹوٹے ہوئے دل ہی خاص ان کی کمائی ہے، بازار عمل میں تو سودا نہ بنا اپنا، بازار عمل میں تو سودا نہ بنا اپنا، سرکار کرم تجھ میں عیبی کی سمائی ہے، سرکار کرم تجھ میں عیبی کی سمائی ہے، گرتے ہوں کو مجدہ سجدے میں گرے مولا، گرتے ہوں کو مجدہ سجدے میں گرے مولا، رو غوروں کے شفاعت کی تمہید اٹھائی ہے، رو رو کے شفاعت کی تمہید اٹھائی ہے، اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے، اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے، جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے، جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے، مطلع میں یہ شک کیا تھا واللہ رضا واللہ، مطلع میں یہ شک کیا تھا واللہ رضا واللہ، صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، صرف ان کی رسائی ہے،
اللہ سبحان اللہ، سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی، گھر ان کی رسائی ہے، لو جب تو بنائی ہے، انشاءاللہ عز و جل، انشاءاللہ. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're listening a wonderful kalam. Time doesn't permit to explain these wonderful couplets written by Aala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, because our topic is Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an. Who is Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an? Subhanallah. The second caliph of Islam, the minister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam has two ministers in the skies and two on the earth. And one of them is Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an on the earth. Tarjumani nabi, hamzubani nabi. We are bringing this program on the seat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, what a great sahabi rasul, right? Companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma a'izzal islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab. Subhanallah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Umar ibn Khattab, increase the izzah, subhanallah, the honor of Islam. Can you imagine a personality? How great would that be? Through him, the honor of Islam is further increased. No doubt, Islam is honorable. It has honor. But dua is being made through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a personality, that if he embraces Islam, if he enters into the fold of Islam, this will increase the honor of Islam, deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is enough to understand the status of this personality, like Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and subhanallah. And respective viewers, through this beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it got accepted, subhanallah, dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was acceptance in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when it was done. Then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and embraces Islam, comes in the fold of Islam. And after that, you know that, subhanallah, how did Muslims got strength, right? Further strength was given to the believers, Muslims. And Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an is also known as Murade Rasul, right? Subhanallah. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an is Murade Rasul, right? Allahu Akbar. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he is known as Murade Rasul, subhanallah. And then further, in dunya, the name of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an is Umar in this dunya. Okay, and in the skies, he is known as Farooq, Subhanallah. And in the books of divine books, Umar radiallahu ta'ala ends in Tawrat Sharif. His name is Mantiqul Haq. Right? Subhanallah. The one who talks the truth, who speaks the truth, that personality. Mantiqul Haq. Subhanallah. And this is the name of Umar radiallahu ta'ala and in Torah and in Injil, in the Bible, Allahu Akbar, his name is Kafi. Subhanallah. And in Jannah, his name will be Siraj. Allahu Akbar. The lamp. Subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and respected viewers of Madani Shaykh Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, right? He writes these beautiful ash'ar in the shan, in the honor of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Bahare Bagh-e-Ima Hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai, Charagh-e Bazm-e-Irfa Hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah ne Farooq ko Allah se manga, and this is the personality. Rasulullah, he asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an ata'e rabbe subhan hazrat-e Farooq-e Azam hai. And it is the ata of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Umar radiallahu ta'ala unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Islam. So ata'e rabbe subhan hazrat-e Farooq-e Azam hai. Na kyun wo zaat chamke jisne deen-e paak chamkaya. Why would not that personality shine? The one who, subhanallah, shown the Islam, deen-e paak, jahan ke mehre taaban hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai.
Bahare baag imaan hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Charaghe bazm-e-ghirfa hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Charaghe bazm-e-ghirfa hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Rasulullah ne Farooq ko Allah se manga. Rasulullah ne Farooq ko Allah se manga. Ata'e Rabbe Subha Hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Ata'e Rabbe Subha Hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Numaya aap ki har ek ada se shaan Farooq-e. Numaya aap ki har ek ada se shaan Farooq-e. Khuda ki tegh burra hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Na kyun wo zaat chamke jisne deene paak chamkaya. Na kyun wo zaat chamke jisne deene paak chamkaya. Jahan ke mehre taba hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Jahan ke mehre taba hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Umar Amir hai deen-ke Haq Taala unka nasir hai. Dil-e-momin ke taba hazrat-e Farooq-e-Azam hai. Dil-e-momin ke تابا حضرت فاروق اعظم ہے مسلمان رات برسوں عمر فاروق پہرا دے مسلمان رات برسوں عمر فاروق پہرا دے رعایا کے نگہبا حضرت فاروق اعظم ہے رعایا کے نگہبا حضرت فاروق اعظم ہے رعایا کے نگہبا حضرت فاروق اعظم ہے.
سبحان اللہ, کیوں وہ ذات چمکے جس نے دین پاک چمکایا جہاں کے مہر تابہ حضرت فاروق اعظم ہے. سبحان اللہ. So my dear Islamic brothers, this is the Zat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala and today we are paying tribute in the court of second caliph of Islam, Farooq Azam, who distinguished between Haq and Batil, who distinguished between truth and the falsehood. That's why he is known as Farooq Al-A'wam. And then Mahbub al-Dishan, Makki Madani Sultan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the final Nasir of Allah alayhi salatu wa taslim, he said, ma tala'ati shamsu ala rajulin khayrin min Umar. Allahu Akbar. Meaning the sun did not shine upon the better person than Umar radiallahu ta'ala and subhanallah. This is a distinction for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and there are certain riwayat which are khas for certain individuals. On certain occasions Rasulullah alayhi salatu was salam complimented them, right, subhanallah, mentioned their excellence, Allahu Akbar, of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And in one of the hadith it is mentioned that all the angels of sky, they respect subhanallah Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and every shaitan of earth remains trembling in front of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It trembles through the fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the comparison. All the angels of the sky, okay, they subhanallah respect Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whereas every shaitan of the earth has fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And such fear that trembles out of fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Makki, Madani, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umar siraju ahlil jannah. Umar is the lamp of people of Jannah. Right? The way the lamp in a mahfil, in a gathering, stands out, it becomes prominent. Right? And this is the Zat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And amongst the people of Jannah, his personality is like of a lamp, subhanallah, like who is providing the light. And further, in the shan of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هذا رجل لا يحب الباطل. This is that human being, that person, subhanallah, who does not like the falsehood, who does not like the batil. Allahu Akbar. And further, another beautiful riwayat, narration, the excellence of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Ridallahi, Rida Umara, wa Rida Umara, Ridallah. Meaning, subhanallah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the pleasure of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And the pleasure of Umar radiallahu anhu is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, what a great personality he is, right? That his rida is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, this is another hadith, right? We are talking about the shan of Umar radiallahu ta'ala in the light of a hadith. And this hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif, one of the most authentic books of a hadith from Siha Sitta. This is very famous book of hadith. This riwayat is there, this narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرَ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allahu Akbar, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haq upon the tongue and the heart of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Jari farma diya. Haq go Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne Umar radiallahu ta'ala ki zaban aur dil par jari farma diya. Now, subhanallah, in the sharh of this hadith, it is mentioned that it is such a personality, even his thoughts are haq. Whatever thought comes in his heart, that is also haq. And what he thinks is also haq. Okay, he's that much far from the falsehood and batil. This is who? Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And now, there are so many dimensions of this personality. We cannot cover his biography in this very short span of time. But all we are doing, we are putting our name in the list of those they praise such great personalities. The legacy he left behind, subhanallah. You can look at his personality in terms of taqwa. You can look at his personality in terms of khawfi khuda, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can look at his personality in terms of ibadah. Okay, how much ibadah he would do. You can look at his personality in terms of adl and insaf, justice, the way he established the justice. You can look at his personality as a ruler, subhanallah. You can look at his personality as commander-in-chief. You can look at his personality as a father. You can look at his personality as a husband. You can look at his personality, subhanallah, okay, as different ways the way he lived. And he has got multi-dimensional personality. And inshallah, we will talk about Umar radiallahu ta'ala's different aspects of the life. But one thing here I would like to just touch upon, a beautiful account comes in my mind. And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala was very just, adil hukamran, ruler, just ruler, right? And people, they used to have fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, because when it comes to establish justice, okay, to give justice to someone, Umar radiallahu ta'ala did not think twice. And whatever was just, it was established by Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no matter it was his own relatives or anyone else. Okay, if it was the matter of justice, he was known for his justice, known for insaf and adil, Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And now one day, a young man was coming, and that young man, he had alcohol, a bottle, okay, hidden under his armpit. And now he saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala come, Allahu Akbar. Now he started trembling, having fear. Now what will happen? Umar radiallahu ta'ala will be punishing me severely now if he comes to know that I've got this alcohol bottle with me. Now Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes to that individual, that young man. Now look at a very split second, very short span of time, he connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respective views of Madani Chain, listen this through the ears of your heart. Now how tawbah is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this young man, he connects to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In his heart he makes dua, Ya Allah, today save me from Umar radiallahu anhu, right? Just save me from Umar radiallahu ta'ala and protect me. He doesn't find out that I've got alcohol. I won't drink anymore. Next time I make tawbah, I repent, Ya Allah, accept this dua. Allahu Akbar. Okay, do not disgrace me in front of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now, subhanallah, what happens? Now Umar radiallahu anhu comes and he asks from that young man, what are you hiding? Show me. He says, this is vinegar. This is sirka. This is vinegar. So when he takes out that bottle, that alcohol had turned into vinegar. Subhanallah. And this was the acceptance of the dua of a young man when he did repentance through true repentance from his heart. And that's how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala covered his mistakes, and he did not disgrace him before Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now, respected viewers of Madani Channel, this tells us the adl of Umar radiallahu ta'ala and how people, they had fear of his justice. Okay, at the same time we learn that how Rahman Rabb is, how Kareem Rabb is, and how he protects, how he covers the mistakes of people like us, Allahu, sinners like us. He is Sattar, covers our mistakes. And how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted the dua of that young man. Right now, this program, if anyone is indulged in this very grave sin of drinking alcohol, we should repent also. We should also make tawbah. Okay? And subhanAllah, learning from this account, how this one individual young man, he repented truly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How his repentance was accepted, how the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon him, and how he was saved from the disgrace of this dunya. And inshallah, if we truly make repentance, if we truly make tawbah, inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will cover our mistakes also. May Allah give me the tawfiq to repent. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give all the viewers to repent from all sorts of sins, not just alone from the alcohol, but all sorts of sins. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors. How did they repent, and how they had fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue about the biography of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and many accounts, inshallah, even the miracles of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his taqwa, his piety, and his legacy, what he left behind for us to follow. But now, let's include one kalam in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوا نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوا نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے تو دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم جس وقت تے خدمت میں ان کی بو بکر و عمر عثمان و علی ہاں جس وقت تے خدمت میں ان کی بو بکر و عمر عثمان و علی اس وقت رسول اکرم کے اس وقت رسول اکرم کے دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر خلق کلہم اور ایک سمت علی ایک سمت عمر سے دیکھ ادھر تو عثمان ادھر ایک سمت علی ایک سمت عمر سے دیکھ ادھر عثمان ادھر ان جگمگ جگمگ تاروں میں ان جگمگ جگمگ تاروں میں مہتاب کا عالم کیا ہوگا مہتاب کا عالم کیا ہوگا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر
بالخلق كلهم
چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا ہے پلٹ دے دنیا کی چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی تو سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم اور قدموں میں جبی کو رہنے دو چہرے کا تصور مشکل ہے قدموں میں جبی کو رہنے دو چہرے کا تصور مشکل ہے جب چاند سے بڑھ کر ایڑی ہے جب چاند سے بڑھ کر ایڑی ہے تو رخ سار کا عالم کیا ہوگا رخ سار کا عالم کیا ہوگا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم
سنتے ہیں عرب کے ذلوں پر انوار کی بارش ہوتی ہے ہاں سنتے ہیں عرب کے ذلوں پر انوار کی بارش ہوتی ہے تو اے نجم نہ جانے طیبہ کے اے نجم نہ جانے طیبہ کے گلزار کا عالم کیا ہوگا گلزار کا عالم کیا ہوگا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم.
اللہ respect you viewers, Umar radiallahu ta'ala and khawf khuda, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one term called divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khufiya tadbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always remain fearful of the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never know what is destined for us. We should always remain fearful of the divine plan, and we should pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, our end is good. Okay. And this is what we learn from the legacy of Sahaba al-Kiram alayhi ridwan, the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did their tarbiyah. And look, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is from Ashara Mubashara, right? وہ دسوں جن کو جنت کا مجدہ ملا اس مبارک جماعت پہ لاکھوں سلام. 10 صحابہ کرام, they got the glad tidings of Jannah from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in their lifetime. Allahu Akbar. Right? قطعی جنتی, destined to Jannah. They got this glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tongue. And one of them is Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Even he had this glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will go to Jannah. He is the one from the people of Jannah. But yet, look at his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Razdare Mustafa, a Sahabi Rasul, right, who held the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala. And once, right, he asked from him, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, and second caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allahu Akbar. Once he asked from Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and, oh Hudhaifa, is my name amongst the hypocrites? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, by Allah, your name is not amongst them. Allahu Akbar. So this is a personality who has been given the guarantee of Jannah from the tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Okay, when his shan is such, Allahu Akbar, that shaitan trembles and walks away, runs away from the zilla of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, from the shadow of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And a personality through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, graced, honored Islam, increased the honor of Islam. That personality was Murad-e Rasul, Allahu Akbar. And what a great legacy he left. Okay, the service to Deen Islam he did. How he extended the borders of Islam, Allahu Akbar. Right? And yet his fear of the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that he remains fearful of his end. Yet he is destined to Jannah. Now the question is not of Umar radiallahu. This is his ijz, this is his humbleness, this is his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is to us, how much we should remain fearful, right? This is what we learn from the seerah of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This is teaching for us, ta'aleem for us, education for us. We should learn that we are nowhere. Hamari kya awqat? So we should always remain fearful of the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo nek hokar bhi, right, itna darte the, itna fear karte the. And we are sinners, respective viewers of Madani Channel. What is our condition? And they were pious people. They would pray all night. They would remain in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next morning, they would call themselves as sinners. And we are sinners day and night committing sins. But we think that we are something else. Allahu Akbar. This is something we need to ponder, reflect. And from the seerah of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And look at Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And the state of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that sometimes, right, he would hold the little hands of little kids and he radiallahu ta'ala and would say to them, Udu'u li fa innaka lam tadhnab ba'du. Please pray for me, right, because you have not sinned as yet. He used to say to the kids that you have not sinned as yet, pray for me. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who is destined to Jannah, Allahu Akbar, asking dua from the little kids as they have not committed sin as yet. So this is something, a ta'alim again for us, that we should also, respective of Madani Channel, remain fearful of the matters of the hereafter. And at the same time, we should also ask even someone who is younger than us for dua. Okay, this is the way of our pious predecessors, likes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And when we pray this, we should also pray, Ya Mustafa, gunahon ki adat nikalo, jazba mujhe ataho, sunnat ki pairvi ka, ima pe rabb rahmat de de tu istiqamat, deta hu vaasta main tujhko tere nabi ka, kuch nekiyan kama le, jald akhirat bana le, koi nahi bharosa ae bhai zindagi ka. This life is not forever. It's not everlasting, this dunya's life. Kullu man alayha fan, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Everyone will die. Everything will be left behind. These properties, these luxuries, right? These mansions, these cars, these clothings, whatever we wear or we enjoy, everything will be left behind. Nothing will take in our qabr, respective viewers of Madani Channel. This is, we need to reflect upon. And we need to remain fearful of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And respective viewers, if we look at Umar radiallahu ta'ala an's personality, what did Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan? They held an opinion about Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, right, he did not embrace Islam before us, he says, Sahabi Rasul. Or neither he did hijrat before us. He migrated before us. Right? Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah says, he did not embrace Islam before, accept Islam before us, or did hijrat, migration before us. Subhanallah. But he was having a disinterest to this dunya more than us. Allahu Akbar. Biragbati, dunya se, hum se, bad karti. Aur akhirat ke shaik the. And he was the fascinator of the hereafter, matters of hereafter. This is Umar radiallahu ta'ala and subhanallah. And then same as Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, by Allah, he mentions the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and did not migrate before us. But I have known this fact that why did he get excellence over us, right, is because he was more in zuhud and taqwa than us. In piety, he was better than us, subhanallah. This is respective was ishan of Umar radiallahu ta'ala and through the tongue of those, they themselves are from Ashara Mubashara. Allahu Akbar. These are the great Sahaba Ikram Arim Ridwan, likes of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu an, subhan, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala, and then Sayyidina Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, Kana Aktharu Kalami Umar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an's tongue, it used to remain, you see, frequently, Allahu Akbar used to remain upon the tongue of Umar radiallahu, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Sayyidina Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he narrates that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, right, he would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, to such an extent while he would do his wazaif, subhanallah, to the extent that he would come on the ground. And he would go fainted. Allahu Akbar. And for one or two days, he wouldn't come out of his house. And people, they used to go ask after his health. This was the fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And bhatak sakta nahi hargiz kabhi wo seedhe raste se karam jis bakht var par ho gaya Farooq Azam ka. Khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Farooq Azam ka. خدا ان کا محمد مصطفی فاروق اعظم کا
خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا کرم اللہ کا ہر دم نبی کی مجھ پہ رحمت ہے کرم اللہ کا ہر دم نبی کی مجھ پہ رحمت ہے مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا مجھے ہے دو جہاں میں آسرا فاروق اعظم کا میرے فاروق اعظم ہے میرے فاروق اعظم ہے میرے فاروق اعظم ہے میرے فاروق اعظم ہے پسے سے دیکھے اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں پسے سے دیکھے اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا میرے فاروق اعظم ہے
میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، گلی سے ان کی شیطان دم دبا کر بھاگ جاتا ہے، گلی سے ان کی شیطان دم دبا کر بھاگ جاتا ہے، ایسا رعب ایسا دب دبا فاروق اعظم کا ہے، ایسا رعب ایسا دب دبا فاروق اعظم کا، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، رہے تیری عطا سے یا خدا تیری عنایت سے، رہے تیری عطا سے یا خدا تیری عنایت سے، ہمارے ہاتھ میں دامن صدا فاروق اعظم کا، ہمارے ہاتھ میں دامن صدا فاروق اعظم کا، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم، پٹک سکتا نہیں ہرگز کبھی وہ سیدھے رستے سے، بھٹک سکتا نہیں ہرگز کبھی وہ سیدھے رستے سے، کرم جس بخت ور پر ہو گیا فاروق اعظم کا، کرم جس بخت ور کا ہو گیا فاروق اعظم کا، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، شہادت اے خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں، شہادت اے خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں، کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا، کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں، میرے فاروق اعظم ہیں۔
Respect you, Yusuf Madani Sharan. We cannot really do justice to such a great personality in this very short span of time. At the end, time is very short. I would like to definitely mention this narration, which is mentioned by Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, and mentioned in 169, volume 2, Faizani Farooq-e-Azam. It is written that leader of the believers, the line of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem stated, once the leader of believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, requested before the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me of what you saw in paradise in the night of Mi'raj. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, O Umar ibn Khattab, if I were to remain amongst you for as long as Prophet Nuh alayhi salam remained amongst his people, 1,000 years, Allahu Akbar, and told you about the events and observations of paradise, they would still not end. Look at Ilm Mustafa, knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he would to remain as long as Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam lived, and he would mention the accounts of observations, subhanallah, in the night of Miraj, what he, subhanallah, saw in paradise in the night of Miraj. Now, respectively, it was said it would not still end. Now, can you imagine the knowledge of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam? However, now Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "O Umar, as you have asked me to inform you of paradise, I will tell you something that I have not told anyone else apart from you. And that is, in paradise, I saw a magnificent palace. Its foundations were in the land of paradise. And its heights part was in the midst of the throne of Allah Almighty." Okay, subhanallah. I asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, "O Jibreel, do you know about this magnificent palace whose foundations are in the land of paradise and its height part is in the midst of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not know." I asked, "O Jibreel, the light of this palace is like the light of sun on earth. At least tell me who will arrive at it and reside therein." Oh, so Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam answered, "The one who will reside therein is the one who only speaks the truth and encourages speaking the truth. When someone speaks the truth before him, he does not get angry, and he will die upon the truth." I asked Jibreel, "Do you know his name?" He replied, "Yes, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is one individual, of course." I inquired, "Who is that one person?" To which he replied, "Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala." Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing this, the leader of believers, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, became overwhelmed and fell to the ground. Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala mentions, after this occasion, we never saw leader of believers, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, with cheerfulness on his face. After this occasion, he was not found cheering, or the cheerfulness was not found on his face, to the extent that he departed from this mortal world. This is the maqam of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. This is the status of the second caliph of Islam, subhanallah, minister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muradi Rasul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and raise his darajat and forgive us for his sake, and give us tawfiq to follow his legacy and footsteps. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat ala Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
New year, new beginning. New goals, new steps, a peaceful heart. With faith and love in every heart.